91.7 KXT Air Review joins us in the studio today. Going to play you a few songs. Just what a fantastic band. Doug Hale and Richard Carpenter here in the studio with me. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us. We're excited.
Yeah. Love to hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
America's Son.
All right.
If I was born beneath the tree, would I be the man I was called to be? Caught in the net of pondering this tight, or
Air Review in the studio with us today here, 91.7 KXT, America's Son, just a wonderful song. Now, you guys play at Trees tonight for the release party of your new album, Low Wishes. What's the story behind America's Son? I mean, is there one? Every time we played it, literally every time we play it, we get emails saying, well, what was that song? Who was that band? What's the story behind that song?
That song, it's a... that's a loaded question for sure. Maybe Richard could give the concise answer, even though... I wrote it.
You gave a really great answer recently in an interview. Something like, it's a song about kind of recognizing that we are the product of our environment and questioning our motives and our, you know, our own generosity, our general goodness. If we had been born somewhere else, think that's it.
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect. It's much more concise than I would have done it, for sure.
Did you write it together? Who did the music? Who did the words?
No, Doug wrote that one.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Pretty much all on his own, yeah. It was kind of a gem that he brought to us one day, and it kind of shaped the direction of this album. So.
Okay, that makes sense, because we were introduced to you through your song At the Switch. I think we played that early when we went on the air, which is still fantastic, but it really was a big change for you guys. Did you intend to do that?
Absolutely, yeah. It was definitely an intentional shift. That first album, it was kind of a conglomeration of years worth of music that kind of just we kind of put together without a lot of thought as to what we wanted to sound like. It was just our first album. We had some songs. Let's just put it out there and get it out there. And it introduced us to the scene, and we were pretty excited about it. But not long after we released it, we decided we wanted to go to a different direction. So America's Son was kind of that first song that kind of gave us the trajectory to move into the new direction.
It's, you know, it's admirable. Before you even performed live, when you guys were starting out, before you even put out any music, you had a clear idea of who you were and what you wanted to do as a band. You did it, you recorded it, then you put your music on MySpace in like a really short time. We had over 1,000 hits just on the MySpace page from other countries.
Yeah, we'd all been in bands in the past, and we didn't want to have to, you know, start opening up a show on a Wednesday night, you know, and kind of work up through the ranks playing Battle of the Bands. You know, we'd all done that, you know, in high school. So I think it was our way of trying to approach it more like a business as opposed to just some sort of fun, you know, party that I think we had done in the past. So
the thing is, though, it kind of turned out to be really fun and like a party.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is great.
Are you totally pleased with everything, how everything's sounding? Is there anything you'd change at all in going back in retrospect?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you can't ask an artist that without them saying, of course, there's things they would change. Every time we listen to it, we're like, oh, I wish we had done this, or wish we had done that. But that's part of making records and doing any art for that matter, I think.
But I think overall, we're definitely pleased with it. We're excited about it, and we're proud of it. And it, especially me, it gives me a lot of hope for the next album too. I feel like we've improved a lot. We've got a lot more to do, more places to go. But I have a lot of confidence now because of this album. I'm proud of it.
You play that the Yamaha, that piano, that CP70, right?
Doug used to play that. It was a CP80 actually, and we, you know. We lugged that thing all over Texas, and I mean, I'm probably going to have back problems when I'm older because of it, but thankfully we've downsized considerably to a MIDI controller.
In a Nord.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss the old CP80 sometimes because the sound was just fantastic, but...
There's nothing like it, especially being a real piano inside that box. There's nothing like playing it, because... When you're playing on a real piano, you feel it move through your body. You know what I mean? You feel those vibrations. This might sound weird. You feel the music going through your hands, and there's nothing like that tactile stimulation, I guess I should say,
sure.
that really just breathes through you, which is awesome. So I definitely miss that. But then again, I'm not playing quite as much piano now as I am keys. You know, so there's a lot more key sounds on the new record and fewer piano songs. So the old record had a lot more of that, you know, just organic piano where I could pull that out. Nowadays, I needed something a little more versatile.
Any, who are you influenced by?
You know, we grew up listening to oldies for sure, you know, because our parents, I think our whole generation was raised listening to the Beatles. Beach Boys is a huge influence for me, especially vocally. And I think you might hear that in some of the songs.
I was going to say, yeah, a lot of the vocal harmonies.
A lot of harmony, which I love. So Beach Boys, Beatles, Smashing Pumpkins, grew up listening to a lot of Billy Corgan, Richard and I both. What about Neil Diamond? Awesome. Definitely Neil Diamond for sure.
Are you a fan of the local music here too?
Absolutely.
What are some of the bands that you have heard that you might be excited about or really like?
The new Blackstone Rangers has blown my mind. I really, really love that EP. I don't know if they're calling it an album or an EP. I think it's like six songs. I love it. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm a huge Daniel Hart fan. Hmm. Kind of have a major musical crush and man crush.
It's a little creepy,
right,
to be honest. There was one night we played with him on a Friday night. And then Saturday night, Richard went and saw him play in Dallas. And then Sunday night, Richard went and saw him play in Fort Worth. And I'm starting to get a little weird.
I just, you know, He inspires me.
He's pretty awesome. He's pretty amazing.
Again, thanks so much for coming today. Air Review in the studio. Live with us plays at Trees tonight for the release party of Low Wishes. Thanks again. Could you take us out with one more song?
Sure. This is Young, our new single.
Till the summer takes us home.